USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is getting closer to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The Pope has called Ukrainian President Zelensky. He says he welcomes an offer from Turkey to broker peace talks and says through an interpreter,
our main objective is to end this carnage. The losses of the enemy are very serious. There are hundreds of dead soldiers who crossed our border, who came to our land. Unfortunately, we have losses too.
Military analyst Jack Watling warns Russia plans to circle the capital and then attack.
If we start seeing rolling lines of thermobaric rocket launchers coming up, then, you know, we're going to see mass civilian casualties.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, introduced herself to the nation on Friday. She would be the first African-American woman on the high court, if confirmed.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Forecasters say an Arctic front projected to swing down from Canada into the Northeast will bring another round of snow showers on Sunday. Weathermen say the snow showers are likely to develop across northern and central Michigan before transitioning eastward into New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. The strong front is expected to ramp up windy conditions across the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Global oil prices continue to rise as the situation in Ukraine intensifies. Jay Young is president and CEO of King Operating Corp and an oil business authority. He was asked what America could be looking for when it comes to energy prices.
That's really a great question, but I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, the Saudi Arabia-Russia conflict is not really, you know, people thought that this is the answer and this is what's going to happen is, we're going to be paying more at the pump. Yeah, it's going to pay a little more at the pump. But as you see this morning, we're down to $91. I mean, it's $120, $140 that a lot of people are speculating isn't happening because it's not that big of a deal in the United States for our oil prices. What's going to be big in the future is there's three reasons why oil prices will go up. Number one, the government is still cuts regulations and permits to drill for oil and gas. That doesn't help. Drilling rigs decline is not the way that we need more oil and gas in the United States, because the less we have, the more we're going to pay. Number one. Number two is public companies. They're still not drilling. There's an article that came out that said even if oil goes to 200, we're not going to increase our CapEx budgets. There's a lot of people on their boards now that say don't drill for oil and gas. It is really crazy about what's going on with public companies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.